Listen, I want y'all to know right here, we have a miracle standing. So Mr. Michael here was in the hospital, and they told him he was going to die. They told him there was no way he was going to live. Actually, he did die. All of his vital organs went completely to nothing. But Miss Annabelle, his wife, had showed up at prayer. How did you find out about prayer?
I looked online. I was in the hospital. I was in the hospital heartbroken when I saw Michael with all those machines, you know, giving him life support. And I looked online and I saw that there was a prayer meeting at 12 noon. I ran. I just got in my car and I ran. And I said, I know you are faith people. Please help me pray for my husband that's dying. Everybody ran. Lift me up in prayer and my husband. And here's the miracle. Praise Jesus.
Glory to God. He's a miracle. God raised him up through the power of prayer. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Well, thank God that she knew what to do. Come on, thank God she just didn't believe the doctor's report. Come on, thank God she just didn't think, well, this is how it is and this is what it's going to be. Come on, she knew there was a God. She knew there was a God that would heal. She knew there were people that would pray. She knew there were people that would tap in with faith to the power of God and believe that God will raise even the dead. Hallelujah. That's the God that we serve. Praise the Lord. That is the God that we serve. I love that about God. And I just want to remind you this morning that Jesus is with us. Right here. This morning, right now. Jesus said in his word, he said, if two or three are gathered together in my name, he said, there am I in the midst of you. Jesus is here this morning. He's right here. He's present this morning. He's with us. He works with us. Why is he with us? Because he's here to work with us. He's here to bring heaven in our heart. Amen. Come on, he's here to demonstrate the glory of God's kingdom. Come on, the Bible says that the kingdom of God is not just in word, but in power. It's in demonstration. And Jesus said that he would work with us and that he would confirm the word preached. Jesus said that he would confirm the word preached with the following signs. You know what that means? First of all, it means Jesus does the work. No pressure on any man or any person in this room this morning except just to believe. Because Jesus said he does the work this morning. So because we're preaching healing, the Lord Jesus is going to confirm his word and he's going to heal people. Yeah. I said this morning, as the word is preached, the Lord is going to heal people. Right here in this place, in this atmosphere, in this group of people, the Lord Jesus is going to heal people because we're declaring him as the Lord who heals. He is the Lord God who heals. You know, God wants us to live life to the fullest. He doesn't want us to live down and out. He doesn't want us to live in pain. Come on, he doesn't want us to live in sickness. He doesn't want us to carry disease. He wants us to live life to the fullest. And there is only one thing, one force of heaven that can bring us into the fullness of life that Jesus purchased for us. And that force is the resurrection power of Zoe life. The resurrection power of Zoe, God's life, the God kind of life, eternal life. The very essence of who God is life. I'm not talking about just a life. I'm talking about a life in God. I'm talking about us living in the essence of who God is. When God commanded the blessing in Psalm 133, verse 3, he commanded the blessing, and the blessing was life forevermore. God has always intended that we would have life forevermore. And then Jesus came to give us that life, John 10:10. Jesus came to give us that life and that life more abundantly. Jesus laid down his life for your life, really for everyone's life, so that we could have Zoe life. I'm pointing out to you there's a difference when I say the word life. I'm not just talking about a natural life. Many people are living a life today, but it's not a life with Zoe life. There's something about this Zoe life of God, this supernatural life of God that we're to live in, that we're to partake of. Actually, Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 says that we are to lay hold of what Christ laid hold of for us, which is life. Christ laid hold of the life of God in the earth for us, and we are to lay hold of it. We are to take hold of Zoe life. We are to take possession of the life of God. The very life of God. Come on, we're to take it, grasp it. We're to press into it, to live in this life. The eternal life of God brought Jesus back from death. He died on the cross, but then he was resurrected by resurrection power, brought him back into a resurrected life. And Jesus is alive today, living in the resurrected life. Paul said that we're to know that. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. It said it was his determined purpose that he would know God and that he would know the power of the resurrection. We're to know the power of coming from death unto life, God's life. The Bible actually tells us in Ephesians that it's the exceeding greatness of God's power that is toward us. Not withheld from us, not far from us, not just power in theory, but a power that is toward us, for us, right here this morning, to heal us, to restore us, to raise us up, to stand us up into the fullness of life with God. Now we first see Zoe life in the creation of man. I want you to turn there. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. We see Zoe life in the creation of man when God breathed life into his creation. So I want you to remember now, when this was happening, God was forming man in his own image. So he was breathing the essence of himself, the life of who he was, into Adam, so that then Adam and Eve could live a Zoe life. They could live a life with God. Before they sinned, they communed with God. They walked with God. So it says here in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Now I want you to just think about this for a moment. Zoe life, the life of God, entered a lifeless body. A structure that had been brought together by God, formed from the dust of the earth, from the ground, put together, totally lifeless. But when that Zoe life entered that lifeless body, it came alive. That's the power of Zoe life. The force of Zoe life is so powerful, powerful enough to bring a human body that's never ever lived before to life. That's a lot of power. Amen. That's what I would say is supernatural power. Amen. With Zoe life, there is resurrection power. Or we could say this, that resurrection power is the outflow of Zoe life. Or we could say this, that Zoe life is the source of resurrection power. God is a life giver. Look at your neighbor and say it. God is a life giver. With Zoe life, there's a raising from the dead. There's a restoration to life. Zoe life swallows up death. We see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54, and also in Isaiah 25, 8. Just like we always say that light dispels or light overtakes the darkness, life swallows up death. Life dominates. It overtakes the domain of death. The force of Zoe life with resurrection power overcomes death, including sickness and disease. So we could say this. We could say that bodies are raised. We could say that people are healed. Bodies are healed. We could say that minds are set free and come into the right place. We could say that health and healing come by the force of Zoe life. Hallelujah. Turn with me to John chapter 14. Zoe life, the God kind of life, eternal life. Zoe life is what's going to cause us to live forever. John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is life. I am life, Jesus says. I am, not was, not only was when he was in the earth. I am, it's present tense. We do know that Jesus is the same, right? Yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is life. Turn with me to John chapter 11, verse 25. John chapter 11, verse 25. Jesus said this, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. If you need some resurrection, if you need some life in your life, if you need some God kind of life, if you need some eternal life, come on, if you need some raising you up, standing you up, restoring you life in your life, it's through Jesus. Jesus is life. And the Bible tells us that Jesus is the Word. Right? John 1, 1. So we could say that the Word of God is life. It also says that John 6, chapter 6, verse 63, it says, my words are spirit and life. The Word also tells us that Jesus is the Lord and that the Lord is the Spirit. So we can say that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of life. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of life. So we can say this, that anytime we touch or anytime we receive or anytime we connect to the Word in our heart, we're receiving and touching and connecting with life.
Amen.
Right now, life.
Amen.
We can connect with life right now. Resurrecting life. Healing life right now in our heart. Anytime we touch or receive or connect with the Holy Spirit, anytime we come into the presence of the Spirit of God, anytime we open up our spirit and commune with the Spirit, we're communing with life.
Amen.
A life that heals us.
Amen.
A life that will bring us into health. This is how we walk in divine health. It's by the life of God. It's by the life of God that's in His Word. It's by the life of God that's in the Holy Spirit. Guess who lives in my heart? Guess who lives in your heart? If you're saved, who lives in your heart? Jesus lives in your heart. We also hide the Word in our heart. We've received the Holy Spirit in our heart. So guess what's already in our heart? It's life. Life is not far from us. It's not something we're trying to get. We already have life. It's on the inside of us. I'm talking about a Zoe life that came through resurrection power that brings us alive unto God. That word resurrection actually means a standing up again. It means a restoration to life, arising from the dead. It's resurrection power that brought us out of death's domain and into this new life with God. That's how we were born again. It's through resurrection power and the Zoe life of God. Brought us as a new creation. Oh, the old man is now dead, and I've been raised up in a new life with Christ. All things have been made new. Come on, my life has been made new. My mind has been made new. My body has been made new. And the Bible tells us, let me tell you this. Turn with me to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. You see, resurrection power came alive in us and raised us up. And that gives us the ability to walk in the newness of life. We get to be new every day. Romans chapter 6, verse 4 and 5, it says that just as Jesus was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so what raised Jesus from the dead was the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we will also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Jesus actually died in the earth. In resurrection power, the Zoe life, the power that comes from that Zoe life, resurrection power raised Jesus from the dead, took him out of death and into a resurrected life, and that power is still available today. If it totally raised a dead body, surely it can heal your body. Is there anybody here today that's dead? Is there any dead body here? You know, come on, back in the day, they used to actually bring dead bodies sometimes. America's gotten very refined. So there's no dead body in here right now, right? There's no dead body. Everybody's got breath. Everybody's breathing. Well, surely, if Zoe life with resurrection power can raise a completely dead body, like Michael's body that was completely dead and now brought back to life, surely he can heal your body right now. Surely right now in this place, there's enough life to heal your body. Surely right now, in the name of Jesus, there's enough life in this place to heal your body. It's available today and it's already here. It's already in us. All we have to do is connect with it. Right now. Right now, just a quickening in your body with the life of God. Right now, you can be healed. In the name of Jesus, right now, life can touch you. Right now, life can raise you up. Right now. Right now, it can happen right now. And whatever your part of your body you need, right now, life can come. Somebody has a wrist, something in their wrist. Pain in their wrist. Stiffness in their wrist. Who is that? Just lift your hand right now. Just lift your hand up right now. Right now, just lift your hand up. Now, right now, just open your heart right now. I command life. I command life in the name of Jesus right now. Resurrection power. I speak life into the wrist. Now, do something with your wrist that you couldn't do before. Come on, do something with your wrist that you couldn't do before. By the life of God, it's healed. By the life of God. Some of you are feeling a tingling right now in your wrist. Come on, your wrist is being healed right now by the life of God. Resurrection power right now to that wrist. In full motion. Full restoration. Full function. Pain goes now in Jesus' name. Pain goes now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Put your hand back up if you had your hand up originally. Put your hand up. All right, everybody, keep your hand up right now. If you can feel a difference already in your wrist, I want you to stand up. Stand up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. One, two, three, four, five. Come on, the rest of you, keep your hand up for just a moment. Listen, listen, listen. There's life right now. There's life. Life to be healed in that wrist right now. Do something with your wrist. Do it in faith right now. Move it. Move it. Pain goes now in Jesus' name. This is a requirement that your body obey in the name of the Lord Jesus. All pain goes now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody else now can feel a difference that couldn't feel it before? Anybody else need to stand up? Why do we stand up? We stand up just to acknowledge that something happened, just to testify that something happened. Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I command every wrist in this place to be healed. Right now, every wrist is healed. Now, whenever you get it in service, you just pop up out of your seat and say, I got it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. 1 John 5:12 says, he who has the Son has life. He who has the Son has life. How many of you have the Son? All right, then you have life. This morning, right now, you have life. You have life in your limbs. Life in your limbs. Right now, something with somebody's leg. Something with somebody's leg. Who has a problem with their leg? Stand up if you have a problem with your leg. Stand up if you have a problem with your leg. Father, I thank you for life. Life right now. Just keep standing. Just keep standing for a moment. Just touch my hand for a moment. Touch my hand. Life in the name of Jesus. Life. Life. Yep, yep, yep. Right, do something with your leg you couldn't do before. What couldn't you do? Thank you, Lord. Do something with it. Is it gone? The pain's gone. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, life, life in the leg right now. Every leg be healed and restored. I want you to get out in the aisle real quick. Just get out in the aisle if you've got a problem with your leg. Can you hold this for me for 1 second? Just get out in the aisle if you've got a problem with your leg. Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I command life. I command life in the fullness of life. Life. In Jesus' name, move it and do something you couldn't do. Life in that leg, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. You got a problem in your leg? Which leg is it? Which leg? Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, life comes and healing comes now. Do something with it. Do something with it. Move it. Move it. Is it gone? Is the pain gone? Did you have pain before? Is it gone? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, right there, right where you're at. Come on, stand, do something with your leg. Really, you don't need me to touch you because life is already upon you. Right now, life is in you. Life is touching you right now. Life is healing you right now. Life is healing that leg right now in the name of Jesus. The leg is being healed right now. Do you have a problem? Are you helping?
No, I haven't.
You have a problem? No, you don't. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed. Do something with it. Do something with it.
It was hurting when I sit down.
Okay, well, sit down then. Let me see. Sit down. How is it?
It's good.
It's good? Yeah. Is it really good? Yeah. It's good? Stand up. Stand up. Whoa, sit down again. Sit down. Sit down. It's good? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Life in that leg. Life in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
glory to God. Life. I command life, 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 life in Jesus' name. Just close your eyes. Life in the name of Jesus. Right now, command life by resurrection power. Be healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, do something with your leg. Do something with your leg. Do something with your leg. Life, life. I command the blessing of life in Jesus' name. Life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I reject the thought that you're going to be down and out. I reject the thought of it in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I think you should just run around a little bit. You can run slowly, but just kind of a fast walk. How about that? A fast walk in the name of Jesus. I command life in those legs. In Jesus' name.
Arthritis, but I'm healed. Zoe power.
Zoe power. Right now, close your eyes. You got it. You got it. You got power. You got Zoe power. Right now, in Jesus' name. There it goes. There it goes. That's it right there. That's it right there. Receive it. Thank you, Lord. Life in Jesus' name. In full restoration. Thank you, Lord. And do something with that leg. Do something with it. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Tia, you are well, made well, made well, made well. With life, with life, with life, with life. She said, I feel it.
It's a tendon.
It's a tendon, and it's what's happening?
It snapped.
It snapped, and what's happening now?
Like I get the range of motion.
She's getting her range of motion back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Look, she couldn't do that before. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, life in the fullness of life. Just leave her there for a moment. In the fullness of life, in all your body, the fullness of life. Be restored now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. Which leg?
Okay.
It's a what?
Sciatica.
The nerve? Hmm. So one time I was in a healing service and I had just started the service. The first time I'd ever preached there. And there was a guy sitting on the very front row on the end. And I walked over to him and I don't know what I was saying. And I looked down at him and I said, "Do you need something?" And he said, "Yes, I do." And so his testimony was that he had had a sciatic nerve problem for 3 years. Very, very, very painful. He'd been to the doctors. He was on medication. Couldn't get any relief. He'd been to the pastor. He'd been to the prayer team. And really, he had just kind of given up and thought that he was going to have to live in pain forever. And so he had said that when I got up that morning and I said, "Lord, this is a healing service." He said, "Lord, if that's really real, let it be me." And he was the first person that I walked over to. Now, he had never gone down in the spirit. And he had said, "I'd seen that thing where sometimes preachers touch people and they fall over." And I told myself, "I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that." You know, he said, I think they push him down. Well, what happened was I didn't even touch him. I went like this and he flew. I mean, his feet left the floor and he flew and fell down. I didn't know what was wrong with him. He just said, all he told me was that he needed something in his body. And so I got him to stand up. And as I reached my hand, he flew back, fell on the floor. And you know what happened? When he got up, all of his pain was gone. Wow. Hallelujah. A week later, he met with his pastor, still pain-free. Glory to God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, life to the nerve, life. In Jesus' name, you just stay there. Just stay there. And sometimes it takes a moment. Yep, yep, yep. The power of God's all over you. And the fullness of life. The fullness of life. Be restored now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Anybody else here got a leg problem? Just don't get up till you're ready. Just don't get up till you're ready. Praise the Lord. You know, one time I was in a service and they knew I was there. I was in another country. And they knew that I work in the healing ministry. And so they had brought some terminal people that had cancer, people that had been given the report that they were going to die. And I ministered. We had two services that morning. I ministered to them in the first service and three of them. And they went out on the floor. Do you know they were out on the floor under the power of God, the whole service. And so the service ended and the next service started to start and they were trying to get them up off the floor. I said, "Don't you dare get them off the floor." Listen, when we go down under the power of God, it's not just so that we can get down on the floor just to be on the floor. Things are happening.
Amen.
Come on, that's surgery time.
Amen.
That's healing time. That's restoring time.
Amen.
I know that one of those persons lived because they wrote back to testify. Not sure about the other ones. We never got any real official report on them. Hallelujah. But right here this morning, there's life in the house.
Amen.
There's life. You can have it right in your chair.
Amen.
There's life to heal you and to restore you.
Amen.
God said, who has the Son? He who has the Son has life.
Amen.
I have life in me.
Amen.
I live by life in me.
Amen.
I'm not tooting my horn at all. Listen, this is a very humble thing I'm saying. But you know, the Bible says sometimes you got to follow, have somebody to follow, somebody that's following Christ.
Amen.
You know, Pastor Chaz and I have been pastoring since September of 2002. I have never missed a service in over 19 years.
Wow.
Ever. And I could count on one hand probably the times that I've gotten up and not been well. But you know what I said? I said, "There's healing in the house. There's life in the house, and I'm going to the house."
Amen.
And literally, I'd hit that stage, and the anointing would come up on me, and I'd be totally well.
Amen.
We have to acknowledge that there's life in us. We live by this life of God. Listen, the life of God swallows up all sickness, all disease, every germ, every virus, everything that comes.
That's right.
That's right. Amen.
Listen, we either got to believe the word or we don't.
That's right.
Now listen, we're human. We're not perfect. We don't always hit it every single time. That doesn't change the word.
That's
And it doesn't change our pursuit that we're going after healing. Actually, we're going after divine health. I don't even want to have to get healed all the time. I just want to walk in divine health. I just want to walk full of this resurrection power and Zoe life that causes me to get up every day in the newness of life, totally well. Whose wrist is already feeling better? Praise God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Yeah. Woo! Shake it, Denise. Come on, resurrection power will shake you right out of death, right out of sickness, right out of disease, right out of the doctor's report, right out of you believing it because it's your family history. Come on, I say the blood of Jesus. I'm of the blood of Jesus. I'm of the line of God. I'm of the family of God. And that supersedes any family bloodline. You don't have to have what your family had. Come on, I come from God. You come from God. The Son is in you. Life is in you. God said who has the Son has life. Actually, in John 17, Jesus prayed this. I love this. John 17, verse 20 and 23, he said, I do not pray for these alone. He was praying for his disciples. He said, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. That would be me and you. Jesus actually prayed for me, a written prayer. And this is what he said, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they may also be in us. God lives in me. Jesus lives in you. Amen. The God of life lives in us. Amen. Resurrection power, resurrected life is in us. Yes. Listen to this, verse 22. And the glory, Jesus speaking, and the glory that you gave me, I have given them. So God gave Jesus glory, and Jesus gave us that glory. But do you remember back in Romans chapter 6, what was it that raised Jesus from the dead? The glory of God. Come on. Resurrection power of Zoe life is already in us. That's the glory of God. It's in me. And it can raise you at any time. It can raise you in the morning at your house all by yourself. It can heal your body as you're driving in the car. It can heal your body as the doctor gives you a bad report. We're one with God. We're one with Jesus. John chapter 15 tells us that Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. And then it goes on to tell us that the branches partake of what's of the vine. And so if we're attached to Jesus, he is the vine, he is life. Then we're attached to life. We have life, healing life. We're attached to a divine source of life that causes us to be well. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life, that through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature. Maybe you didn't hear that. You are a partaker of the divine nature of God. The nature of God is life. And through it, you get to escape the corruption of the world. You know what is of the world? Sickness is of the world. Sickness is not of God. Sickness is of the world. Sickness is of sin. Sickness is of death. We get to escape that through the divine nature of God, through divine life that is in us. We get to escape it. My body doesn't have to be corrupt with sickness. Your body doesn't have to be corrupt with disease. That same power that worked in Jesus that raised him from the dead will work in you and it'll work in me. Because Zoe life is what overcomes. It overcomes spiritual death. The minute we receive Jesus and that eternal life comes alive in our heart, we're moved from spiritual death unto eternal life. It also will overcome death in your body, sickness in your body, disease in your body. It's contrary to it. Healing comes through the force of resurrection power and eternal life. Healing comes right now today. Amen. Neuropathy. Neuropathy. I hear the word neuropathy. Who has neuropathy? Who has neuropathy? Come on. Stand up. Now listen, I just want you guys to know this. So, you know, there are many ways to be healed. There are many methods of healing. Sometimes the laying on of hands, you guys know I lay hands a lot. But this morning, the Lord specifically instructed me to do it this way. Because the life is already in you. So neuropathy means you have, tell me, Ronnie, what that does. Tell me how it feels. What is it? It's nerve pain. Is it, can it be anywhere in your body? Yeah. Anywhere in your body. Where's it?
My feet.
Feet? Anybody got it anywhere other than the feet? Okay, yours is? All your whole body. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. It's a lie from the pit of hell, and I rebuke it. Right now, life swallows it up. Yes. You have it somewhere other than your feet?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, can you come forward right here? Just come forward for me. Yours is in your feet. No, listen, while you're standing here, you can be healed right in this moment. Because you're connecting with life right now. Life is in you, Ronnie. The life of God is in you right now in Jesus' name. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, I command life. I command life right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right, when I pray for him, I want all of you out there to lift up your hands. Everyone that's out there that has neuropathy, I want you to raise your hands right now. Raise your hands. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke neuropathy and the pain of it. And I speak life, life to every nerve, life in Jesus' name, life. In Jesus' name, I command life. Now, if it was in your feet, I want you to do this. I want you to do this. Come on, do this with me. Come on, do this with me. If it was in your feet, do this. Do it. Come on, do it, Josie. Faster, Josie. Faster, Josie. Faster. All pain goes right now in Jesus' name. It goes. Yes. It goes.
Thank you, Father.
Come on, just tap into life. Tap into life. Tap into life. Come on, Kendall. Let me see it. Let me see it. Let me see it, brother. Let me see it. Come on. Sometimes your healing is in the obeying of the instruction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Brother Herb, come on. You can do it. Woo! Glory to God. Life. Hallelujah.
Life.
Hallelujah. Come on, just say life.
Life.
It's in me.
Life.
Life.
It heals me.
Life.
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 In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
And what was your problem?
I had a stroke from being in two major accidents, and I haven't walked in almost 7 years.
Okay. Can you normally stand up?
No, I'm on a cane and walkers.
Okay. All right, are you ready to walk?
Well, yeah. I have tremors really bad from the brain damage.
Okay. Are you ready to walk?
Well, I've been trying to walk. I'm close to the Lord.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready to walk?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can.
Are you ready to walk? Y'all don't touch her. Y'all don't touch her. Nobody touch her. She got it. Come on. Okay, just look at, just think about Jesus. Because he is the source of life. Yep, 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 yep. Yep, 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 yep. Yep, yep. Healing and restoration right now in Jesus' name. A restoring of the body right now in Jesus' name. Right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. A restoring of the mind. Okay. That's good. Praise God. Praise God. Put your hand on her for just a moment. Put your hand on her for just a moment. Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I command restoring power right now to her brain, right now, to her brain. Now, did you notice that the tremors just stopped? Hey, just look at Jesus. Right now, in Jesus' name, I command restoration to the body now. In Jesus' name. Yep. All right. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just keep going. You got it. Just keep going. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Life is life evermore. Life from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Life is in Jesus' name. Praise God. And you're turning it around, girl. You're turning it around. Hallelujah. Come on, shout Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, some of you are getting healed right now. Come on, some of you are getting healed right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now listen. Okay, Rob, be quiet for a moment. I'll tell you what the Lord said to me. The Lord said He will meet you in your expectation.
Amen.
So as soon as we got rid of the excuses and we started doing something, the Spirit of the Lord began working on you. So every day this week, I want you to get up, cast aside every excuse, everything you feel, and say, no, the life of God is at work in me. And get up and do something. And what you're going to do is every day will be better than the day before. Every day. And eventually you'll be like Michael. You'll be like Michael. You'll be coming. You'll be going like this up front. Every day is better than the day before. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Listen, because we have the God kind of life, now we are free to live by the law of the Spirit rather than the law of sin and death. Turn with me to Romans chapter 8, verse 2. Romans chapter 8, verse 2. Glory! Romans chapter 8, verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sickness and disease. For the operation of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has already made me free of any operation of sickness or disease in my life. For the operation of the Spirit of life in me, it has already made me free. It's already made me free. Just believe that right now, and your diabetes can go away. Just believe it right now, and your diabetes can go away. Come on, believe it right now. Right now, the operation of the Spirit of life makes you free from diabetes.
Freedom. Freedom. Thank you, Lord. Freedom. Freedom.
Freedom. Glory. Glory. God. When you get as excited as she is about it, it'll work for you too. Woo! Run it, Thelma, run it, girl!
Somebody just had a word of knowledge for somebody in here that feels like their healing is blocked, or it is blocked because of a false belief. They say, I brought it on myself because I haven't eaten right or lived right.
Uh-oh.
As I should. God says, I forgive all sins of your past and all the sins of those who will receive. So I forgive the sins you've done to your body. No longer live under that judgment. I've made you free.
Actually, that's the mercy of God. And so last night when I was praying, one of the things I got to praying on was the mercy of God. And I just want you to know, I covered all your past sins under the mercy of God. You're already forgiven. God is merciful to you. He heal you. Right in His mercy, He heal you. Absolutely. Absolutely. I want to read something to you. Can I read something to you? I know that we've taught about this before, but I just felt of the Lord to read this to you. This is a story of John G. Lake about the Spirit of Life. And it says this, he says, now watch the action of the law of life. Faith belongs to the law of life. Faith is the very opposite of fear. Faith has the opposite effect of fear in the spirit, the soul, and the body. Faith causes the spirit of man to become confident. Amen. Not intimidated, confident. It causes the mind of man to become restful and positive. This is where you got to catch yourself. Are you sitting in your chair with every excuse that you can come up with? Cast it off. Rebuke it. Make it go. A positive mind repels disease. Consequently, the emanation of the spirit destroys disease germs. Because we were in contact with the Spirit of Life, I, being John G. Lake, and a little Dutch fellow with me went out and buried many of the people who had died from the bubonic plague. We went into the homes and carried them out, dug the graves and put them in it. Sometimes we had to put 3 or 4 people in one grave. We never took the disease. Why? Are you listening? Because of the knowledge that the law of life in Christ Jesus protects us. That law was working because of the knowledge. Why am I standing up here today telling you, reminding you, trying to convince you to have faith, to know, to believe the resurrection power and Zoe life is in you? Because the knowledge of that life will cause that life in you to work. Amen. It will cause you to live free of sickness, free of disease, free of pain. He said, because of the fact that a man by that action of his will puts himself purposely in contact with God, faith takes possession of his heart and the condition of his nature is changed. Amen. Faith is what causes me to partake of that divine nature. Amen. Instead of being fearful, he is full of faith. Instead of being absorbent and drawing everything to himself, his spirit repels sickness and disease. Amen. My spirit repels sickness and disease. Amen. When you hear of sickness and disease, your first thought ought to be, not run away, oh, I hope not me, not in this house, I don't care where you are, who you are, how close you are in proximity to me.
That's right.
It's not touching me.
That's right.
Because the spirit of life is in me.
Yes.
Oh, and if you happen to wake up a little bad or a little something or a little, just repel it. Just get it off. Just rebuke it. Just make it go.
Amen.
The Spirit of Christ Jesus flows through the whole being and emanates through the hands, the heart, and from every pore of the body. That's how I feel this morning. I feel the life of God flowing out of me. During that great plague that I mentioned, they sent a government ship with supplies and corps of doctors. One of the doctors sent for me and said, "What have you been using to protect yourself?" Now, the bubonic plague was a very contagious and a very deadly plague. He said, "Our corps have this preventative and that preventative, which we use as our protection, but we concluded that if a man could stay on the ground as you have and keep ministering to the sick and burying the dead, that you must have a secret." What is it? John G. Lake answered, "Brother, that is the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. I believe that just as long as I keep my soul in contact with the living God, so that his spirit is flowing into my soul and body, that no germ will ever attach itself to me, for the spirit of God will kill it." I'm trying to ask the Lord, should I tell that or should I not tell that? You know, let's just be honest. The world has been dealing with a virus. First of all, never in here does John G. Lake try to rebuke the virus and make the virus go away. So I'm glad the church got over that. We don't have authority to do that. The authority comes to you in your life. What are you going to do with you in your life? You know, and nothing wrong with some, you know, there's nothing wrong. I'm not, there's nothing to feel bad about if you got the virus. If you get the virus, just get over it.
Right.
That's what I say. Don't get scared. Don't get fearful. Don't think you're going to be in the, 0.4% that's going to get like, no. Just get over it.
Yeah.
Just connect to the vine. Just connect to the source. Let divine life have its work in its way. But I want to tell y'all that throughout this process, I have not had the virus. I've not had the vaccine. Have I been in contact with many people who've had the virus? Yes. Not purposefully. But I remember one Wednesday night, I stood up here and somebody came up at the end, wanted me to pray for them. And I was praying for them and I was holding their hand. I mean, we were face to face, no mask. You know, we were all in it. You know me, I'm kind of wise. So spit was probably flying. There's no telling what was going on. Well, Friday, I got the call. Thursday, they had tested positive for COVID. My first thought, not here. The operation of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus makes me free from any operation of a virus, and I'm not having it. That's not tooting my horn. I'm not tooting my horn. I'm very humbly saying this. But listen, we have to go after hard the truth. And if we get in a circumstance that doesn't line up with the truth, it doesn't mean the truth has changed. It just means we missed it somewhere. No big deal. Get up. Come on. Tap into resurrection power. Get back up on your feet. Let God raise you up. Stand you back up. Tap into the secret. The operation of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So the doctor asked, he said, "Don't you think that you'd better use one of our preventatives?" And he said, "No, doctor, but I think that you would like to experiment with me." He said, "If you will go over to one of these dead people and take the foam that comes out of their lungs after death and put it under a microscope, you will see masses of living germs. And you will find that they are alive until a reasonable time after a man is dead. You can feel my hand with them and I will keep it under the microscope. And instead of these germs remaining alive, they will die instantly." This is some confidence in the life of God. They tried it and they found that it was true. They put living bubonic plague germs in his hand under a microscope. And the minute it touched his hand, they died. The germ died. That motivates me. That challenges me. They said, "What is that?" And I replied, "This is the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. When a man's spirit and a man's body are filled with the blessed presence of God, it oozes out of the pores of the flesh and it kills the germs."
Wow.
Then he says this, you who are sick, put yourself in contact with God's law of life.
Amen.
Right now, put yourself in contact with God's law of life. Read his word with the view of enlightening your heart so that you will be able to look up with more confidence and believe him. We have to believe him. We have to believe that right now life is here in this place, that right now life is in you, that life is working in you, healing you, restoring you, making you well. Why? Because God's word said it does. Isn't that what God's word said? That the operation of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free. As joint heirs with Jesus, we share with Jesus in a power that raised him from the dead. Turn with me to Romans chapter 8, verse 11. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit. And this silences all the naysayers today that say that healing is only for your spirit and your soul and that God has not made a promise to heal every single body. If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, how many of you have the spirit of God dwelling in you? Okay, if that spirit is dwelling in you, then he who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies. Your life will be quickened by resurrection power and made alive in the life of God, in the health of God. Healing comes now in Jesus' name by life. Pastor Chas tells his story. Y'all remember that story he tells? One night he had a fever and he decided rather than lay down and go to bed and realize he'd still wake up with a fever the next morning, he decided that he would read the word. Why? Because life is in the word. Come on, reading the word, you connect with life. And he said he felt of the spirit to start in Romans chapter 1. And he wrote Romans chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7, chapter 8. And it happened. The word came alive. He got to that scripture right there. If the spirit who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised Christ from the dead will quicken your body, will quicken your flesh and make it. He said it went in him like a pill. Oh. What happened? He connected with life. And his fever went away. That's what happened to me that time. I've told y'all about it many times, many years ago, when the devil tried to put a high blood pressure on me because it's been in my family. And I just decided I wasn't taking it. And so I paced the floors of my scriptures, and I paced the floors, and I'd get so dizzy, I'd lay down, and I'd keep on my healing. I'd Brother Hagin in my ear with the healing scriptures until I could muster the strength to get back up, until all of a sudden the scripture went in me. And when it went in me, I said, that's it. I spoke to my body. I commanded my blood pressure to be normal. And like I said, was that 15 years ago? I don't know how many, so many years ago. My body was quickened right there as I connected with the life that's in the scriptures. We are to focus on that life. When you read the word, take a few minutes. Think about the life that's in that word. It's supernatural. Something supernatural. This is not just reading something natural with my mind. Something on the inside is happening to me. When you're praying in the Holy Ghost, come on, when you're walking around, and your mind wants to think, oh my gosh, did somebody just contact me on Facebook? Oh no, what have I got to do? No, no. Oh, the car. Oh, I'm connecting with the spirit of life. Oh, life. Life. Life is in me. Oh, life is taking up residence in me. Oh, life is possessing me. Oh, the newness of life is in me. That's how you pray in tongues. Not thinking about 40 other things while you just let your tongue say a few things so that you can say that you got your tongues in that day. Focus on life. How many of you have ever heard of F.F. Bosworth? We have this book in the faith store. Allison told me a powerful testimony today that one time she had been meditating on something. I don't know if she needed to be made well. Yeah, she had sinuses, a sinus infection that she would get twice a year for like many, many, and she was meditating on this book. She'd been reading it and meditating and reading it, and she got in a Holy Ghost meeting, and she said all of a sudden what like,
the lightnings of God hit.
Boom! And she went down. She's like down on the floor. You know what? She's never had that sinus infection since. There are some truths in this book, but I want to tell you a story about F.F. Bosworth. Now, I didn't know him personally, but he knew T.L. Osborne. Okay? And so T.L. Osborne knows David Horton. We know David. David's been here to preach before. But then David personally told this story to Chad Gonzalez. Y'all remember Chad? He was here in May. And so that's how I know that this is like a real story. It's not just made up. I didn't just read it on the Who Knows news. Who knows what's new? Who knows what's real today and what's not real anymore? So this is a real story about F.F. Bosworth. And it's that when it was time for him to go home to be with the Lord. So first of all, notice he decided. He decided when it was time for him to go ahead and go be with the Lord. You get to decide. Nothing gets to take you out early. And nothing should make you so sick and so uncomfortable and so miserable that you decide that you want to go. We get to be satisfied with long life. Actually, the Bible says that we're to fulfill the number of our days in health. That's a daily confession of mine. I am constantly reminding the Lord, Lord, I'm fulfilling the number of my days, the number that I want till I'm satisfied in good health. So when it was time for F.F. Bosworth to go home to be with the Lord, he called T.L. Osborne and he told him that he had too much life in him. He said that he'd been talking to God, you know, about going home, but he had too much life in him. And he said, I need somebody to come over and pray with me that the life, we can diminish the life so that I can go home to be with the Lord. That's a revelation. Well, T.L. and Daisy, they went over there. 3 days it took them. 3 days. They had to pray solidly, consistently, passionately, earnestly, fervently for 3 days to get enough life out of him. And he went to be home with the Lord shortly thereafter. And he knew it. He knew. He said, this is it. Thank you. I've got it. I can go now. Come on, there's life right now. Right now, there's life. Life in your body right now to be healed, to be restored right now. In Jesus' name, life. Don't live with it. You better believe that resurrection power and Zoe life is in you. It flows in you. Actually, the Bible even says in John 7 that it'll flow out of you like a river. This ought to be making you happy. Come on, if you're sitting in your chair and you're not smiling yet, come on, you're not listening right. Come on, this takes us out of all the stuff of the world, all the trash of the world, the sickness of the world, the pains of the world. It takes us out of all that. It puts us into a life now of resurrection power. The life of God. We can live like God now until we decide we want to go home. And by the way, when do we decide we want to go home? When we have finished our assignment. Not some false, arbitrary, I'm going to live to be 120. I'm going to live to be 120. You go ahead. I'm not. Heaven is way much better. We ought to be spiritual enough to decide to know when the assignment's over, when we've done our work. The glory is being with Jesus. The glory is not earth life. We want to live glorious while we're here, but it's far better So that's why we got to stay healthy here to get our job done so we can do our job. And we can do it well. We can do it fully.
Thank you for joining us for the preaching of God's Word. We trust that your faith and your love for God is stronger than ever before. More information about Stevenson Ministries and Houston Faith Church is available online at houstonfaith.tv. Chaz and Joni Stevenson are the pastors of a dynamic, growing church in Houston, Texas, and have a New Testament vision of preaching the uncompromised Word of God with the power of the Holy Spirit, helping people get saved and building strong Christians who can impact their world. Houston Faith Church is a place where the love of God is real, where lives are changed, and where followers of Jesus become fishers of men.